Gemara says on the top of Dafim Chesam Adalf that Sheiras Ukira Basar Shal Yinug by Minig Parsim Shemisham Shemitasam Bel Vashem. It should not be like the Parsim that are the way they begot in Bashas Tasha Shemita. And it's moved from the Gemara that wearing the begot in Bashas Tashvish is not the proper thing to do. And the question is, it seems that the Parsim were Machben and that they did wear the begot in Bashas Tashvish. What's the pshat that the Parsim had this tznius of wearing the begot in Bashas Tasha Shemita? And the truth is, we find this in another place in the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Chesam Abbas. The Gemara says that the Shleshet Varim. They taka excelled in their meat of tznias and achila, besakise and davar acher. They had a certain inyan of tznias in these inyanim. And the question is, what is the pshat? Why were the pasim zahir bedafka to have tznias in the inyanim of tasha shamita? It does not seem to be the hepech of the way we find by the pasim bederech klal. And there's another gemara where we find this. The gemara says in Megillah and Dafid Gimel, that it says by Achashverosh, Migunusai Shol Eserasha, Lamanu Shvachas Shloya Meshamish Mitasu by Yom. We find a Shvach about Achashverosh who is Makben not to be Meshamish Mitasu during the day. So again, we find an element of Tznias in the Nyanu Tasha Shemita by Achashverosh who is a Parsi. So what is this Indian that we find this meat of Tznias by the Parsim? And Reb Tzadik is Masber that this Tznias, even though in a way there's a Shvach that there were Tznu in these Inyanim better than other people, but it was not really coming from a Makom Tov is really coming from Makar of Ra. And he's mazbed by the Persim. The whole inyan of the guf was really a tachas bifnei atzmei. The tachas of the guf was to enjoy and get taiva, get pleasure. The whole purpose was it to be mahan of the guf. It was like a machine of taiva. That's what the guf was all about. And being that the whole purpose of the guf is to get taiva and enjoy life as much as possible, that was something that they're embarrassed of, something that was mias. They had to cover it up because they viewed the guf as a davar ra, a davar of gnai, a davar that a person gives into his taivas and utilizes it just to get more and more taiva. And because of that, they're mocked to cover it up and be mastered as much as possible because they viewed it as a davar, which is ra. By us, it's not like that. By us, the guf is not a davar of ra, it's not a davar of taiva, but fakir, it's a davar that we're makadish. We use it to be makadish it, and even the hana that we get is a hana l'shem shemayim to be makadish a guf. And therefore, when it comes to these inyanim, we are not makbid to cover it up because we view it as a davar of kedusha, not a davar of taiva, not a davar of mias. And therefore, at these times with afka, it's not done by begadim and fakir, it should be done without begadim. So there is an element of tznias by the parsiyim, but it's not coming from a Makam Taib, it's coming from Makam Rav, not appreciating and understanding the tachas of the guf and how the guf could become kaddish. Mashenge by Klaiso, where we understand the appreciation for the kedushas of guf. So even though we have the meat of tznias, but there's certain times when faket, when tznias does not apply because of the kabbalik chashivas of the guf and the proper understanding of the kedushas of guf that we have, which the Persian didn't understand.